Compass Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. A US federal court has blocked President Donald Trump's so-called Liberation Day tariffs from going into effect. The court ruled that the president overstepped his authority by imposing across-the-board taxes on imports. Immediately after the verdict, the Trump administration filed a notice of appeal. Paul Dudridge is a Republican commentator and told us that Trump will probably win.
The president can impose blanket tariffs in times of national emergency, and he's declared an emergency. This court isn't buying that. And so this will just get kicked up to the Supreme Court, and I can't see Trump losing to the Supreme Court when ultimately they'll say that this power has to rest with the administration. If the executive believes that we are in a time of economic emergency, I think the Supreme Court will support him.
Elon Musk has confirmed his time as a special government employee for Donald Trump has come to an end. The Tesla owner who led the Department of Government Efficiency said he was thankful for the opportunity to reduce wasteful spending. The Health Secretary is asking resident doctors in England to vote no in a ballot on strikes over pay. Wes Streeting said doctors have lost the support of the public and they would choke the NHS by going back on strike. The BMA wants a 29% rise to restore historical pay freezes. Chelsea are celebrating ending the season with a trophy after winning the UEFA Conference League. They came from behind to beat Spanish side Real Betis in the final 4-1. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
All right, Thursday, here we go. We're going to set sail. We're going to fly. It's Lucy Coward here with your early breakfast. Morning.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
The Chamber Choir of Lincoln Minster School singing Ecce Homo by Howard Goodall, who was also directing. And before that, John Williams was on the podium for the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra as they played John's own theme to E.T. You know, a couple of months ago, it must have been, a model E.T. from the original film went up for auction, and I cannot find out how much it was eventually sold for. The cost isn't a thing, though. I want to know what the new owner has done with their acquisition. Have they put it in a display case? Have they used it as a hat and coat stand in the hallway? I mean, it cost over $1 million to make. Its estimated price was $600,000 to $900,000. Maybe we'll never know. I do know that you have found a home this morning with me, Lucy Cowden, early breakfast on Classic FM. Though, welcome. It's Thursday, May the 29th. And to quote E.T.'s friend Elliot, "You could be happy here. I could take care of you. And I will, for the next couple of hours." Thank you. Isabel Faust, the soloist with the Academy of Ancient Music Berlin, performing the first movement of J.S. Bach's Violin Concerto in E on Classic FM, where this Friday, our composer-in-residence, Debbie Wiseman, presents the first episode of a new series which sees her talk to some of the legends of stage and screen that she's collaborated with and written musical themes for. It's called Real Music with Debbie Wiseman, and her first guest tomorrow night at 9 p.m. will be the award-winning actress and author, Sheila Hancock.
Thank you.
The waltz from Swan Lake by Tchaikovsky. Santu Matthias-Ravalli was in charge of the Philharmonia Orchestra. And that's for Robert Bobby Barnett, who I read turned 100 years old on May the 6th and still teaches ballet to students to this day. He grew up in Washington State and is currently the Atlanta Ballet Company's Artistic Director Emeritus, citing organic food, keeping active and doing what you love with the people you love as the keys to a long and healthy life. Brilliant. And this is for you if you're up early doors today and need a preset before the busyness kicks in. It's our moment of piano peace, and today's has been chosen in light of the rain bomb that I thought was expected to sweep over the UK today and tomorrow. See if I say it. I don't think it's going to be that bad. I need to check the current weather forecast. But in case we need to batten down the hatches and cozy up to this wonderful performance, it's by Alice Sarah Ott. And if you are out and about today, just pack the brolly in case.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
There by Carlos Cardel on Classic FM. Sasha Goetzel directed the Monte Carlo Philharmonic Orchestra. The soloist was Lucia Reynaud in Vary. I like that very much. And prior to that, it was Alice Sarah Ott at the keyboard playing our moment of piano piece this morning on Early Breakfast, Chopin's Raindrop Prelude, number 15. And in just a moment on Classic FM, music from a man whose very own festival is happening this week. Plus, we'll head out to see.
Classic FM.
Excuse me. Inflatable unicorn coming through.
Ooh, why are you wearing that?
Just got my last bit sorted at post office. Travel money card, currency, travel insurance. Got the passport sorted. I'm holiday ready. Next up, cocktails by the pool.
Get holiday ready with less faff. We can help with that. Pop into your local branch or search Post Office Travel. Travel money card issued by First Rate Exchange Services Limited. Pursuant to licence by MasterCard International.
Hillary's mid-season sale just got even better. Get up to 40% off hundreds of made-to-measure styles. Plus, get an extra 10% off absolutely everything. That's 10% off all blinds, curtains and shutters. And an extra 10% off our new range of awnings and pergolas, with measuring and fitting always included. Book your free in-home appointment today. Visit hillarys.co.uk. Hurry, Hillary's extra 10% off everything must end 2nd of June. Conditions apply.
Hola, Einstein here, tucking into tacos and the best business advice with my friend, Deborah Meaden.
Because like a recipe, in business you've got to get the basics right.
Indeed, and a smart meter can help you track your energy use and costs over time. Miscalculated the hot sauce.
That's more control of your business budgeting, at least.
Join the 9 out of 10 small business owners happy with their smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter. Eligibility may vary. Consumer action required. 93% of small businesses surveyed in 2024 were happy.
Classic FM. Classic FM.
The overture to the Magic Flute, the music of Mozart, was played by Manchester Camerata with Gabor Takacs-Nagy on the podium. And we also heard the London Symphony Orchestra under Colin Davis play Nimrod from the Enigma Variations by Elgar. And this year's Elgar Festival is in full swing right now in Worcester. And it surrounds, the theme is Celebrate with Elgar. And there's something for everyone. A gala concert in Worcester Cathedral, talks, exhibitions. And yesterday there was a cycling event to mark Elgar's love of bikes. That's a genius idea, flying around a track on your bike to the sound of the great composer. Well, from one conveyance to another now on Classic FM, we're swapping two wheels for a ship on the high seas. The Sea and Sinbad's Ship from Scheherazade by Rimsky-Korsakov. Zubin Mehta conducted the London Philharmonic Orchestra. So I think now we've docked, we'll do a little fishing after the latest news, which is next on Classic FM. Plus, we'll take a meeting with Anitra.
Classic FM.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
At Matalan, it's time for another exclusive deal. Matalan Me members get 20% off when you spend £40 or more. Just in time for payday. Go on, you deserve it. Visit matalan.co.uk to access your discount. Shop in-store and online. T's and C's apply.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. My Claim Group is working hard to help. So, even if you've forgotten your details, make sure you check. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
The Red Cross is here to deliver essentials to people who have lost everything in Ukraine.
We are here to support families enduring the food crisis in Somalia.
We're here to shelter earthquake survivors in Turkey and Syria.
We're here for humanity. With your support, the Red Cross has helped millions of people in the UK and 190 other countries. Search British Red Cross to support us. Together, we are the world's emergency responders.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. A trade court in the US has blocked Donald Trump from imposing sweeping global tariffs on imports. It concluded that the US president exceeded his authority when he unveiled additional taxes on foreign-made goods. Here's our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks.
If I look at the text of this ruling, it says that it is absolutely clear that the Constitution assigns the United States Congress the exclusive powers to collect tariffs, to impose tariffs, and to regulate commerce with foreign nations. Now, I have no doubt that the Trump administration will be appealing that ruling, but on the face of it, it is a substantial blow.
Elon Musk says his role in the Trump administration has ended. The Tesla owner thanked the US president and said he was stepping down as his scheduled time as a special government employee comes to an end. The Health Secretary, Wes Streeting, says he wants resident doctors to vote against strike action. It's after polling suggested almost half of the British public are against the proposed walkouts. They're being balloted by the British Medical Association, who want a 29% rise to restore historical pay freezes. The government's stepped in to take control of two major new residents.